感谢主啊！从我们教会开始的第一个主日，我们就坚持我们全家人可以在一起哈，大人、孩子、老人在一起敬拜神。
Thanks, Lord. You know, from the very beginning of our church, we have persistently to bring the whole family to worship the Lord, including the elders and the children.
我们借着这个机会啊，特别的感谢在我们当中做翻译服事的同工们。
I also want to give thanks to those who are to be the interpreter for every Sunday.
因为他们的服事呢，让我们有机会啊，全教会当中的全家人在一起敬拜。
Because of the interpreters, we can have all the family together to worship the Lord.
特别是从今年五月份我们开始恢复实体聚会之后呢，我们又增加了一项服事的内容。
After we resume our physical worship since May, there is another worship service has been added.
就是在每个主日，我们有宣读神的话语的环节。
So every Sunday, we invite our members to read the Bible verse in the public for us.
所以在过去几个月当中啊，我们都是一家人一家人上来带大家一起读圣经。
So in the past few weeks, many different families were invited to read the Bible for us.
尤其是在我们当中的小孩子和年轻人啊，有机会参与进来。
Especially, we are glad to see the participation of our youth and the children.
我们特别感恩。
We really feel thankful.
我们在新的一年要来的时候，我们祈求神赐福我们教会当中每一个家庭。
So in the coming years, we really want to pray that God will give blessing to each family of our church.
也一直的带领我们这个属灵的教会的大家庭。
And also to be the one who guides the spiritual family.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
天上的父，我们同心的来到你的面前来献上感谢。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in a united heart to give thanks to you.
特别是在你所设立的家庭当中，你不断的来赐恩保守，我们献上感恩。
Especially those families that you have been giving your blessing and protection, we want to give you our thanks.
在创世的开始，你自己亲自设立了家庭。
In the beginning of the creation, you have set up a creative family.By yourself.
你的儿子主耶稣基督来到世上的时候是借着一个家庭。
When your son came to this world, he was born in a family.
主耶稣行的第一个神迹是在一个婚礼的一个宴席上面。
And the first miracle that Jesus performed was during a wedding.
你设立家庭要赐福每一个家。
You created family because you want to give blessing to all family.
但是今天我们看到的是在家庭当中出现了许多的问题。
But today we have witnessed many problems in the family.
魔鬼仇敌就是在这些最亲的人当中播撒仇恨的种子。
And your enemies has been trying to spread the seed of hatred in those families.
破坏这个夫妻的关系、亲子的关系、不同的世代老人之间的关系。
Try to destroy the relationship. Between family members, including the parents and children, the in-laws and the couples.
主啊，求你来拯救我们。
Dear Lord, please save us.
你来借着耶稣基督已经救赎了我们这个人。
Through Jesus Christ, we have been saved.
你也要借着这些蒙恩的得救赎的人来救赎每个家庭。
And through all those has been saved, you also want to save each family.
让一个一个破碎的家庭的关系在主耶稣基督的里面能够得到重整和修复。
So all the broken relationship in a family can be restored.
而且我们相信即使在地上无法完成这个工作，将来在天上必定完成这个工作。
And we believe even on earth the job can be finished. It will be done in heaven.
我们感谢你，你在地上设立了你自己的家，就是教会。
We also want to thank you that on earth you have established your own family, which is the church.
你用你自己的爱浇灌在教会的里面。
And you pour love in your church.
求你在这里来坚固你的教会。
Please reinforce your church.
也坚固每一个家庭。
And reinforce every family.
让我们常常住在你的里面。
So we can abide in you.
让我们常常住在你的爱当中。
So we can remain in your love.
在爱中来建立你自己的家庭。
In love, we can build our family.
愿你的荣耀也在每个家庭当中得到彰显。
And may your glory be revealed in each family.
谢谢你垂听我们同心合一的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our united prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们过去两次跟大家分享住在主里面这个系列。
Well, in the past two Sundays, I have shared the message of abiding in Christ.
住在主里面和不在主里面是有天壤之别的。
So there is a huge difference between abiding in the Christ and not abiding in the Christ.
就像大家看到的哈，不在主里面，这个枝子是枯干的。
Now you can see from the picture, if you are not abiding in Christ, it's a dead branch.
是没有生命，是不能结果子的。
It's lifeless, it cannot bear fruit.
人生最后就是像枝子一样枯干的枝子丢到火里被焚烧。
In the end, the life is useless, like the dry branches will be thrown into fire and burnt.
但是住在主里面的枝子是可以有生命、可以结果子的枝子。
However, the branch that abides in Christ is a branch with the life which can bear fruit.
让我们不仅是活着，而且能够活出丰盛的生命来。
Not only we can live, but live in abundant life.
那在主里面的基督徒呢，又分成这四种的状态。
And there are also four different categories of a Christian who abide in Christ.
第一种是属于主，但还没有开始结果子的枝子。
The first groups are those who belong to the Lord, but has not bear fruit yet.
那时间到了，季节到了，条件成熟了哈。我们的生命开始不断地结出果子来。
So when all conditions right, our life will start to bear fruit.
这进入到第二个阶段。
So that's the second group.
那开始结果子的时候，这个主人很有智慧，他知道这个果子怎么能够结得更多，所以他就来修剪我们。
So when the branches started to bear fruit, the owner has a lot of wisdom. He knows how to prune the branches to make the branches bear more fruits.
让不仅结果子，而且能够多结出多的果子来。
Not only the branch can bear fruit, but to bear more fruit.
那随着这个成长以后呢，就进入到第四种的一种的状态。
As the life of the branch grow, it will become to the belong to the fourth group.
让这个枝子变成一个成熟的一种的枝子。
So the branches will become the mature branch.
每年都会结出许多的果子来。
The branch can bear fruit every year.
结果子成了它生命的一种的常态，一种固定的状态。
So it became the nature of the branch to bear many fruits every year.
所以上次我们讲了这个内容以后，就有姊妹过来问说，那结多的果子和多结果子到底之间有什么区别呢？
So a sister came to me after I shared the message. She asked,What's the difference to bear more fruit or
bear much fruit?
Bear much fruit.
所以英文中间还是有区别的啊。那我们就可以回到这个一个例子当中，我们来看到底什么叫结多果子和多结果子。
So we can give you, I can give you an example to tell the difference between to bear more fruit and to bear much fruit.
我们就可以思想一下使徒保罗的例子。
So let's take Apostle Paul as an example.
他整个的这个生命的进程就很清晰的哈，来彰显了这样一个生命不断结果子、多结果子一种状态。
So his life is a demonstration and embodiment of what it means to bear more fruit, to bear much fruit.
保罗在大马士革路上遇到主之前，他是一个枯干的枝子。
Before Paul met Christ our Lord on Damascus, on the journey to Damascus, he was a dry branch.
他不真正认识这位神。
He didn't really know our Savior.
因为他不真正的认识主耶稣基督是谁。
Because he didn't know who is Jesus Christ.
所以这根枯干的枝子不仅在神的面前没有办法结果子，而且这个枝子是可以伤人、可以刺人的。
Not only this dry branch did not bear fruit, it's a thorny branch which can hurt people.
但是当他在大马士革路上，在大光当中遇到这位复活的主，当他的生命跟这位复活的主产生联系之后，他的生命就不一样。
However, during his journey to Damascus, when he encountered this Savior, our Savior Jesus Christ, his life has been changed.
他就成了一个属于主的一个枝子。
He became a branch which belongs to our Lord.
虽然他一得救，他就很热心，想要为主去做见证，但是主并没有这样安排他。
So even though he became very passionate, he wanted to be the testimony of God as soon as he was saved.
而是先把他带到阿拉伯的旷野，在那里待了三年的时间。
But God didn't use him immediately. Instead, he brought Paul to the wilderness of Arabian desert and stayed there for 3 years.
这一段的时间，保罗的生命是属于主，但是还没有结果子的阶段。
So during these 3 years, Paul belonged to the Lord, but he hasn't started to bear fruit yet.
主耶稣基督亲自的教导他。
Jesus Christ taught him.
把福音的启示跟他讲明。
He revealed the meaning of those gospels.
三年之后，神就又把他放回到大马士革城，然后从大马士革城又第一次去了耶路撒冷。
So 3 years later, he went back to Damascus, and from Damascus, he went to Jerusalem.
一开始无论是在大马士革的这些门徒还是在耶路撒冷的门徒都不敢跟这个保罗来往。
In the very beginning, none of the disciples, no matter is in Damascus or in Jerusalem, want to contact Paul.
只有一个人被神使用这个巴拿巴哈，开始认出保罗真的重生了哈，真的是属于主的门徒，跟他们一样了哈，开始去接纳他。
Only one disciple, Barnabas, he can recognize the changing nature of Paul. He realized that he is really a born-again Christian. Then he started to contact Paul.
借着巴拿巴把他引荐给使徒彼得、约翰这些人，看慢慢的知道说，哦，保罗真的是重生。
So through Barnabas, Paul was introduced to other disciples like Paul and Peter. Then the disciple realized that Paul has really become born again Christian.
不仅他真的重生了，而且在他的这个分享和教导当中，看到神对他的一些特别的启示。
Not only was born again from his teaching, people can see that God has given him some very special gifts and the talents.
所以这个时候，保罗就进入到开始结果子的阶段。
Then we can witness that Paul has entered the stage that started to bear fruit.
但这时候呢，神就把他差回到他的老家大树去，在那一待就十几年的时间。
But at this stage, God sent him back to his hometown Tarsus and stayed there for more than 10 years.
这一段时间应该是神在修剪他，来塑造他，来不断的来预备他的阶段。
During those years, it was time that God was trying to prune the branches of Paul and to prepare him for the future mission.
直到有一天，又是这个巴拿巴跑到大树，把保罗带出来，带到这个安提阿的教会。在那里有整整一年的时间，神使用这个保罗做教导的工作。
And then one day, it's Barnabas again. He went to Tarsus and brought Paul back to the church in Antioch. And Paul stayed almost 1 year in the church of Antioch and started to teach them.
我们就知道哈，借着这一年的服事，保罗的那个成熟的生命的状态渐渐地被更多的人，被整个的教会认出来。
So through this service, the year service in a church of Antioch, his mature life has been recognized and accepted by more Christians.
从安提阿教会在一年当中那样的成长，那样的转变，被建造起来，而且有宣教的意向的一个教会，我们就看到保罗在里面那个宝贵的工作。
So the church of Antioch has been built within 1 year and grow very fast. So we can see the maturing life of Paul has been revealed in his service in this church.
不仅在安提阿的服事，而且因着这个教会当中神学的一些的问题要澄清，他们开了耶路撒冷的大会。
Not only the church has been built, because there are some theologies debate, they had a big meeting in Jerusalem.
Yeah, 保罗帮助整个的教会认出神救赎的计划是因信称义。
So Paul has helped the whole church to recognize and realize, you know, the main thing of the salvation is to become the faith, your faith can become your justified.
从此保罗的生命就开始进入到最后那个成熟的多结果子的阶段。
So from then, Paul entered the fourth stage. He became a branch to bear much fruit.
神带他一次两次到各个地方去开始建立教会。
So God brought him more frequently to different places to build churches.
即使是被抓、被关、成了囚犯以后，这个他也不停歇的在为主去结果子。
Even though he was arrested and put into prison, he didn't stop the preaching gospels.
审判他的法庭成了他布道会的现场。
He tried to share the gospel in the court hearing.
监狱成了他牧养众教会的一个中心，调度中心。
So in the church, he started to nourish many churches in the prison.
借着在他监狱里面写的一封、两封、三封、四封的书信，借着他所差派出去的同工，各地的教会被坚固、被建立起来。
So many churches has been nourished and reinforced through many letters that Paul sent and also the disciple that he has dispatched.
感谢主啊，保罗喜欢讲的一句话就是你们要效法我，就像我效法基督一样。
So thanks Lord, Paul frequently emphasized that you have to follow me just as I follow Jesus Christ.
保罗这样一个生命成长的历程也应该是你我应该效法的一个生命的历程。
So Paul's life should be example for us to follow as well.
那今天的经文呢，使徒约翰又把我们带到更深一层来思想。
So today's Bible verse is, Apostle John has brought us to a deep reflection.
我们常常住在主的里面，就是住在主的爱的里面。
So what does it mean to abide in Christ? It means that to abide in Christ's love.
我们住在主的里面，多结好果子，就是多结那个爱的果子。
So abide in Christ to bear fruit is which means that we bear fruits of love.
今天这段经文的中心就是这个爱的主题。
So today the main theme of these Bible verses is about love.
那围绕这个主题呢？约翰主要是给我们讲清楚两个主要的命令。
So today's Bible verses showed us that John want to explain the two major commands from our Lord.
第一个命令就是要常住在主的爱里。
The first command is to abide in Christ's love.
第二个命令呢，就是要让我们彼此相爱。
And the second command is to love each other.
所以根据这两个主题哈，从第九节到第十七节就可以分成两个段落。
So, based on these two commands, we can separate this Bible verse into two parts.
第九节到第十一节就是在讲要住在主的爱里。
From verses 9 to 11, it talks about abiding in Christ.
从十二节开始到十七节就是鼓励我们要怎么样彼此相爱。
From verses 12 to 17, is the Bible verses encourage us to love each other.
那每个命令呢，都是重复两遍的。
So each commands were repeated twice.
讲到我们要住在主的爱当中，在第九节说，我爱你们，正如父爱我一样，你们要常在我的爱里。
He said that as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love.
接着他又讲啊，你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。
If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love.
第二个命令讲到这个彼此相爱的时候，也是十二节一开始讲说，你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。
Well, the second comment started like, my comment is this, love each other as I have loved you.
然后到这段的结尾第十七节再讲一次，我这样吩咐你们是要叫你们彼此相爱。
So in the end, he emphasizes again, this is my command, love each other.
所以很清楚的两个命令。
So it's very clear, there are two major commands.
住在主的爱里。
First, remain in Christ's love.
要彼此相爱。
And then love each other.
那每个命令呢，它从四个方面给我们解释。
So he explains from four different perspectives about each command.
先告诉我们命令的内容是什么。
First, he told us what are the contents.
第二要告诉我们为什么要遵守这个命令。
And secondly, why to obey?
我们这样做背后的原因是什么？
Why we have to do this?
第三个要告诉我们怎么去遵行这个命令。
And,
怎么去住在主的爱里，怎么去彼此相爱呢？
And the third thing is how to obey, how to live in his love.
最后呢，又跟我们解释说，当我们这样去做的时候，会带来什么样的结果。
And the fourth perspective is that what are the outcomes?If we obey his command.
这段经文是使徒约翰写给我们的。
These Bible verses are written by Apostle John to us.
为什么圣灵特别选使徒约翰给我们启示关于爱的信息呢？
Why the Holy Spirit has chosen Apostle John to deliver the message of love?
因为使徒约翰他的一个另外一个称呼就是爱的使徒。
Because another name of Apostle John is his Apostle of Love.
在他自己写的这个约翰福音当中，他没有直接提到自己的名字，提到他自己的时候，他就说主所爱的那一位门徒。
Because in John, he didn't mention his own name, but he mentioned himself as the Apostle that Jesus Christ loved.
我们都熟悉的主。吩咐基督徒吩咐教会那个新命令就是借着约翰启示出来的。
We know that the well-known command to church to love one another was revealed through John.
到了约翰的晚年，他写了约翰一书、二书、三书，反复出现的一个主题就是你们要彼此相爱，你们要彼此相爱。
In his old age, John has written a book, John 1, 2, and the third, you know, one message repeatedly appears is that you have to love one another.
约翰被称为主所爱的那个门徒，不是主特别偏心爱这个约翰。
Well, he was named the apostle that the Lord loved. It's not because our Lord showed favoritism to John.
而是这一个使徒特别深地体会到主对人的爱。
It's because John has a very deep understanding of Jesus' love to people.
所以借着他特地给我们讲述我们当如何住在主的爱中，如何去彼此相爱。
That's why God told us through John how we can remain in God's love, how we can love each other.
好，我们一个一个来看哈，先看第一个命令，就是我们要住在主的爱里。
Okay, let's take a look at the first command. What is the how we can abide in Christ's love.
为什么我们要住在主的爱里呢？
Why we want to abide in Christ's love?
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
约翰一书四章八节十六节两次讲说神就是爱。
Because in the first John, twice it mentioned that God is love.
如果神就是爱，你住在神的里面，住在主的里面，那就是住在主的爱里。
Because if God is love, when you remain in Him, you remain in love.
在这一段经文当中，他第一句话讲就是说，我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。
Because in the very beginning, Jesus said, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you.
是在这个基础上，是在这个前提下，然后讲说，你们要常在我的爱里。
It was this, under this precondition, He said, now remain in my love.
耶稣爱我们，
Jesus loves us，
就像天父爱耶稣一样，
Just like Father loved Jesus，
天父和圣子之间的这个关系就是用爱这个纽带来紧紧连在一起。
Because the Father and Jesus was connected through love，
因为这个爱的一种的表达就是通过一个具体的对象的一种的爱来表达出来。
Because you have to reveal your love through a clear object.
所以从这个角度来看，在神的里面，一位神当中必须有多于一位的存在。
So, you know, from this perspective, that's why we believe in the Trinity.
因为一个人是没有办法爱的。
Because one cannot love if there's only one individual.
爱要表现出来，必须有另外一个对象，才能有这样一种爱的关系的建立。
Because you need an object to show your love and to build a loving relationship.
所以我们相信一位神。
That's why we believe in one God.
但是在这一位神当中，圣父、圣子、圣灵，他们是始终如一的一种爱的关系的建立。
But we also believe in Trinity. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit were all connected in love.
那这个父是怎么爱这个子的呢？
So how the Father loved his Son?
那在约翰福音里面至少有两次哈，直接讲到这个主题。
So in the book John, that twice it was mentioned.
第一次在第三章。
First is on the chapter 3.
神所差来的就说神的话，因为神赐圣灵给他是没有限量的，父爱子，已将万有交在他手里。
For the one who God has sent speak the words of God, for God gives the Spirit without limit.The Father loves the Son and has placed everything in His hands.
天父是怎么爱这个子的呢？
How the Father loved His Son?
就是天父所拥有的一切也都赐给了子。
That God placed everything in His Son's hands.
天父的爱成了这个子所拥有的一切的一个根源。
So the love of the Father is the foundation of everything the Son has.
不仅是创造的这一切，
Not only every creation,
天父所拥有的一切的权柄，一切的能力都是子的。
Every power authority also belongs to his son.
父这样爱了子。
The father has loved his son.
子也要这样爱我们。
And the son will love us as such.
第二处是在第五章约翰福音。
And the second paragraph is in John chapter 5.
耶稣对他们说，我实实在在地告诉你们，只凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，子才能做，父所做的事，子也照样做。
Jesus gave them this answer, I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself, he can do only what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does.
第二次又讲了哈，父爱子，讲自己所做的一切事指给他看，还要讲比这更大的事指给他看，叫你们稀奇。父怎样叫死人起来，使他们活着，子也照样随自己的意思使人活着。
For the second time he said, For the Father loves the Son and show him all he does. Yes, to your amazement, he will show him even greater things than these. For just as the Father raises the dead,And gives them life. Even so, the Son gives life to whom He is pleased to give it.
父爱子不仅是把所有的万有都赐给了子，而且把一切要做的事指给子看。
The Father loved His Son, not only placed everything in His hands, but also showed Him everything that the Father wants to do.
所以圣子耶稣基督就是用这样一种的爱，全然的爱来爱我们。
So, Jesus loves us, as the Father loves him.
他邀请我们要住在这样的一种爱当中。
He invites us to remain in love, like what I just described.
让从永远到永远父与子之间那一种爱的关系，也让我们在里面能够分享。
So we can share this internal loving relationship.
在约翰一书一章四章十九节讲说，我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
In the first John chapter 4 verses 19, it said, "We love because He first loved us."
我们知道，圣父爱圣子的爱和主耶稣爱我们的爱是不同于世间的爱。
We know that the love Father gives to His Son and the love Jesus gives us is different from the worldly love.
圣父爱圣子是用一种专心的、专一的、不分心的爱爱着他。
But the father loved his son, which is very persistent, very focused, wholehearted.
两次啊，在神在天上讲话为耶稣基督做见证的时候，都说这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。
Twice in the Bible, we witness that God, the Father spoke twice. He said, "This is my son, and I love him."
当天父为这个子来做见证的时候，特别把人的眼光指向说他们之间这种专一的爱的关系。
So when the Father testified before the world, he point out that this very persistent and wholehearted love.
天父爱圣子的爱是一个从永远到永远的一种的爱。
This is eternal love.
是永不改变的一种爱。
It's everlasting love. Will not change.
是长阔高深，是人无法测度的一种爱。
It's wide and deep beyond our imagination.
是一个完整的爱，把万有毫无保留的都给出的一种爱。
It's a very complete love that places everything in Jesus' hand.
用最显著、最明显、最突出的一个特征描写这种不同的爱，就是牺牲的爱。
So I can give you one characteristics to describe this special love. It's a sacrifice. It's a love of sacrifice.
这种牺牲的爱在耶稣基督爱我们的事情上，让我们能够深深的体会到。
So we can deeply, we can understand the depths of this love of sacrifice when Jesus died for us.
既然神的邀请是让我们能够经历这样一种超越世间任何一种爱的关系的一种的爱，那我们还有什么理由不住在这样一种爱的当中呢？
So if this invitation to remain in Jesus' love is this kind of love that transcends all the worldly love,Do we have any reason to refuse to remain in his love?
那我们怎么能够住在这种爱当中呢？
Then how we can abide in Christ's love?
如何来遵行这个住在主爱中的这个命令呢？
So how can we obey his command to remain in his love?
就在第十节告诉我们，你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里。
Then Jesus told us, you obey my commands, you will remain in my love.
正如我遵守我父的命令，常在他的爱里。
Just as I have obeyed my father's commands and remain in his love.
照着主所吩咐我们的、带领我们的、要做的事情去做，这就是住在主爱里的唯一的方法。
So we want to obey what God wants us to do and follow his command. That's the way we can remain in his love.
在第六章他那时候讲说我们要吃他的肉喝他的血的时候，他这样讲啊，他说我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的，吃我肉喝我血的人常在我里面，我也常在他里面，永活的父是怎样差我来，我又因父活着，照样吃我肉的人也要因我活着。
So when Jesus asked his people to eat his flesh and drink his bloodHe mentioned this in a book, John. For my flesh is real food and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remain in me, and I am in him. Just as the living Father sent me and live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me.
当时的人都听不下去，听不懂啊，什么叫吃耶稣的肉，喝耶稣的血？所以很多的跟随的人就退去。
Many people could not comprehend what does that mean to eat his flesh and drink his blood. So many followers just left.
但是当我们对照我们刚才读的十五章的经文，我们就知道吃主的肉、喝主的血的意思就是遵行他的旨意。
But when we look at what we just read earlier, you know.What it means to eat his flesh and to drink his blood is to obey his command.
他说永活的父怎样差我来，我又因父活着，照样。啊，耶稣前面讲了，他说我听到主所讲的我才去讲，我听到父所看到父所做的我才去做，我的食物就是遵行神的旨意。
Because he said, just as the living Father sent me and live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. It's just like You know, if we follow his command, it means that we are eating his flesh and drinking his blood.
这就是圣子耶稣住在天父的里面, 活在主的里面的这样一种的方式。
That's the way he lived in the Father.
他说照样啊, 我们遵行他的这吃主的肉, 照着他的旨意去行的时候, 也就是我们活在主的爱里的方式。
So he said that's the same way that when we eat there, his flesh means that we live in his command.
到了第17章, 他在为我们祷告的时候, 他也这样讲啊, 使他们都合而为一, 正如我, 你父在我里面, 我在你里面, 使他们也在我们里面, 叫世人可以信你差了我来, 你所赐给我的荣耀, 我也赐给他们, 使他们合而为一, 像我们合而为一一样。
So in John 17, when he prayed for them, he said that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one.
当我们照着主耶稣基督的样式, 遵行天父的旨意, 住在主的爱里的时候, 会带来什么样的结果呢?
So what will be the outcome if we obey him and live in his love?
这就是十一节讲的哈, 这些事我已经对你们说了, 是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里, 并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
In verses 15, chapter 15, verses 11, it said, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete.
这里不是讲的快乐, 而是讲的喜乐。
It's not talking about happiness, it was talking about joy.
耶稣基督的喜乐是不同于世间人所追求的那种的快乐的。
The joys from Jesus Christ is different from the happiness pursued by the worldly people.
耶稣被人拒绝, 耶稣被人鞭打, 耶稣甚至被钉在十字架上, 但耶稣心中依然存有那个永不止息的喜乐。
Though he was rejected, he was whipped and even put on the cross, in him there was this everlasting joy cannot be quenched, extinguished.
今天主耶稣基督要把这种不受环境, 不受事情的顺利与否, 不受别人对我们的态度而受影响的这种的喜乐, 要分享给我们。
Today, God, Jesus Christ wants to share this everlasting and transcending the world environment, the joy to all of us.
这就是当我们要想遵行他的旨意, 住在他的爱中所带来的那样一个好果子。
So this is the good fruit that we have to ponder, that when we follow his command.
主耶稣说, 你们现在也是忧愁, 但我要再见你们, 你们的心就喜乐了, 这喜乐也是没有人能夺去的。
Jesus told us, so with you, now is your time of grief, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy.
当门徒听到说, 主耶稣基督要上十字架, 要离开的时候, 他们心中就开始忧愁。
Because when the disciple heard that Jesus will leave and even be put on the cross, they began to grieve.
但是主耶稣基督这是在遵行天父的旨意, 当他完成了天父的旨意, 天父使他从死里复活之后, 就要再见这些门徒了。
But Jesus was just following the command and the plan that laid out by his Father. And when he obeyed the command, and he will rise again. He will see his disciple.
这种从死里复活的生命是永远不会逝去的生命。
So when Jesus arose again from the dead, he had eternal life.
因着耶稣基督的死而复活所带来的那种不受环境、不受别人的影响的这样一种喜乐，是永远不会失去的。
And this everlasting joy come from the Jesus Christ who has risen from the dead will never be lost.
这也是在希伯来书告诉我们的，耶稣是看到前面所摆的喜乐而能够忍受轻看羞辱，忍受十字架的苦难。
That's what we learn from the Hebrew, that let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scoring its shame and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
这是为什么啊？耶稣基督要邀请我们，而且反复的提醒我们，一定要住在主的爱里面。
That's why Jesus wants to invite us and repeatedly remind us we have to remain in His love.
只有住在他的爱中，才能够经历到这种世间所找不到、尝不到的这种喜乐的滋味。
Only live in His love, we can find and enjoy this joy that transcends all the earthly happiness.
今天是圣诞节。
Today is Christmas.
借着主耶稣基督的降生，我们能够体会到主耶稣基督的爱，是吧？
So through Jesus' birth, that we can understand His love.
借着他的降生，我们思想那个小婴孩降生在马槽里这个形象，深深印在我们心中的时候，我们就能够了解什么叫牺牲的爱，对吧？
So through the birth of Jesus, who was born in a manger, we can understand what the meaning of love of sacrifice.
思想耶稣基督成了一个婴孩的样式，真的是他牺牲了一切之前他所拥有的。
So when he became this little baby in a manger, he sacrificed everything he had.
他牺牲了讲话的能力。
He sacrificed his ability to speak.
主耶稣基督是用他的话语在创世的时候把万有造出来的，他说有就有，命立就立，他讲话的能力是何等的大。
Because when we imagine that he gave a command and the world was created, everything was created by his words. So his words are so powerful.
但是他成了那个小婴孩的时候，跟所有世上的小婴孩降生一样，只会哇哇的哭泣。
But when he became a baby, he was just like every baby in the world that he could only cry.
他为了来到世上来救赎我们的原因，他失去了他自己行动自由的能力。
When he came to this world, he also sacrificed his mobility.
这位无所不在的上帝，他竟然缩小自己，缩小到那个玛利亚的那个母腹当中。
So the God can transcend and travel freely in the universe now became a baby confined in Mary's womb.
要借着玛利亚才能把他带到世上来。
He has to come to this world through Mary.
他的小手小脚要经历那个慢慢的成长的过程当，才能够走路，才能够行走。
It takes time for him to grow up, and then he can regain his mobility.
无所不能的上帝牺牲了保护他自己的能力。
He even sacrificed the ability to protect himself.
他必须在小的时候，刚出生的时候，要受到这个约瑟和玛利亚对他的保护。
So he was counting on Joseph and Mary to protect him as a baby.
别人要追杀耶稣的时候，必须要经过约瑟带着他去到埃及得到暂时的保护。
So when he was pursued, someone wanted to kill him, he has to be carried and fled with Joseph.
这位喂养所有的人，所有的创造天上的飞鸟的这位上帝，他竟然要接受玛利亚的一点一点的喂养，他才能够长大。
So he had to be nourished by Mary, even though he was the God that used to nourish every creature in the world.
一个无所不能的上帝要变成一个软弱无能、无依无靠的一个婴孩的样式来到我们当中。
So this is capable God.Has to become a baby, you know, with a very limited mobility and basically powerless and helpless to become part of our world.
这是爱的彰显，因为他牺牲了他自己的一切，就是来救赎我们。
And this is the revelation of his love. He sacrificed everything he had to come to this world to save us.
更是在十字架上，他牺牲了他自己的生命。
And on the cross, he even sacrificed his life,
尊严,
his dignity,
与他天父之间永远不隔断的那个关系都摆上了，为你我牺牲来救赎。
Even the everlasting loving relationship with Heavenly Father, so that he can save us.
耶稣说你们要住在这样的爱的里面。
And Jesus commanded us, we have to live in his love in this nature.
第二个命令就是告诉我们要彼此相爱。
And the second command is that we need to love each other.
为什么我们要彼此相爱呢？
Why we want to love each other?
因为我们从神生的人就具有神的那个爱的本质，我们就会应该自然地活出那个彼此相爱的那个。
Because if we are born again, we should have this nature of God's love. Then naturally, we want to love each other.
凡信耶稣是基督的，都是从神生的；凡爱生他之神的，也必爱从神生的。我们若爱神，又遵守他的诫命。彼此就知道我们爱神的儿女。
Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his command.
重生，我们重生的新生命里面具有神的那个本性，就是那个爱的能力。
Because if we're born again, we have this nature of God, that the life of love.
神拣选了我们，不是我们拣选神哈，神拣选了我们，就是要让我们结出这种爱的好果子来。
God has chosen us, instead we chose him, so that we can bear this loving fruit.
我们能够有这种爱的能力，是因为神先用这种爱爱了我们。
We love because love.God loved us first.
神先爱了我们，教会我们怎么去爱，我们才有这种爱的能力。
God has taught us how to love, so that we are capable to love.
我们说爱神带来一个自然的结果，就是爱神所生的，就是爱神家里的弟兄姐妹。
Because when we say we love God, of course we love those who are born from God. That's why we love our brother and sister.
人若说我爱神，却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的，不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。
If anyone says I love God, yet hate his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen.
为什么我们要彼此相爱？
Why we have to love one each other?
因为神用爱生了我们。
Because God has, created us in love.
爱神的也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所受的命令。
And he has given us this command, whoever loves God must also love his brother.
那这个命令怎么遵守呢？
How can we obey?
耶稣说，我怎样爱你们，你们要彼此相爱哈，你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。
Jesus said, my command is this, love each other as I have loved you.
耶稣是怎么爱我们的呢？
How Jesus loved us.
就是为我们舍命。
He sacrifices life.
人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这。
Greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friends.
当我们遵照主的命令去彼此相爱，用这种舍己舍命的爱去彼此相爱的时候，会带来什么样的结果？
So when we follow his command, when we love each other with this love of sacrifice, what will be the result?
当你立定心志这样去做的时候，你的祷告神一定垂听。
First, when you obey his command, God will listen to your prayers.
你说我的爱不够。
You may say that I don't have enough love.
你说我在爱的事情常常会有亏欠。
You will say that I feel guilty when we talk about love.
常常我觉得我想去爱，但是没有这个能力，我里面没有这种的这个激动和这个催逼要去爱。
You may say that even though I want to, I'm not capable of this kind of love.
当你奉主的名求神加添给你爱的时候，这个祷告上帝一定垂听。
But when you pray that God can help you to give you this kind of love and motivation, your prayers will be heard by God.
这里讲说我们不仅要去结果子，结这个爱的果子，而且这个果子怎么样？叫你们的果子长存。
He said, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last.
保罗说，如今长存的有三样，有信，有望，有爱。
Paul mentioned that there are three different things that will last forever, the faith, the hope, and love.
但其中最大的就是爱。
But love is above everything.
爱是永不止息的。
Love never fails.
将来我们面对面见神的时候，我们不再需要信了，因为神就在我们的面前。
Well, one day when we face God, that we don't have to, you know, try to become a believer because we are with Him.
盼望是将来要发生的事情。当我们进入到永恒的时候，我们也不需要这个盼望在我们的身上。
Because hope means that something in the future, but when we enter the eternity with God, we don't have to hope for something in the future.
但是爱是永不失去的。
However, love never fails.
在永恒当中，那个爱是要持续，在永恒当中一直要持续的。
Because love will exist, forever.
让我们集中这个精力，集中我们的祷告，在结出这个爱的果子上，让这个长存的爱的果子能够在我们的生命当中结出，来朝着这个方向去求神来怜悯。
So let's focus our prayers on this love, so that we can bear more fruit of love.
那我们怎么具体去操练呢？
But how can we practice this?
我们怎么操练住在主的爱里和彼此相爱？
How we can practice to abide in Christ's love and love each other?
这里给大家一个提醒啊，这个如果在我们当中还有没有加入到教会的弟兄姐妹，鼓励你们先，这是第一步哈，加入到这个爱的大家庭。
So the first step that if you have not joined this church, please join the church. This is the first step you can do.
如果你进入我们的教会还没有归属到一个具体的团契小组，我邀请你哈，进入到各个团契小组当中。
The second thing you can do is to join the fellowship group if you are already a church member.
爱就是在这种关系当中，是在这个教会的生活当中不断的学习，不断的成长，不断结出这个成熟的果子来。
And love is a journey that you have to learn and experience in the relationship in the church.
保罗说爱的第一个表现就是恒久忍耐。
You know, Paul said that how to know that you have love, it's like enduring patience.
我们怎么能够让我们的耐心成长呢？
How can we have our love grow?
那神就会把一些让你要学习忍耐的人放在你的教会，放在你的团契，放在你的身边。
Then God will place some people in your church, in your fellowship, you know, in your environment that you have to learn to be patient.
主的爱说是又有恩慈。
And love says, God's love has grace.
那你怎么能够让你有恩慈的爱能够成长呢？
So how can you grow that?
就是你看那些并不可爱的人，你要去主动的去来向他们施恩的时候，来帮助，来跟他们建立关系的时候，才能学习那个又有恩慈主动付出的那种爱的品质。
So that means that this is something that you have to learn. Even though you see someone who is not lovable, then you have to learn and how to love and go through this journey to grow.
爱是不嫉妒。
Love means that there's no, you don't feel jealous.
那在你的教会，在你的团契小组，在你的身边，可能就会看到一些会引起你自然很嫉妒的一些人。
So in a church or in your fellowship or in your environment, there are people maybe trigger your jealousy.
哎，这就是神要成长我们啊，怎么与喜乐的人同乐。怎么能够待他如这个自己一样的这样去爱人如己去爱他。
So this is how God trained us, that we can celebrate other people's success, you know, to enjoy their happiness and joy.
爱是不轻易发怒。
So love means that you have self-restraint, you don't easily to get angry.
你怎么学习不轻易发怒呢？
How you learn not to get angry.
就是神会把你放在一些的环境，放在一些的事情当中，会让里面一种的怒气的反应会出来。
So God will place you, you know, among some people or environment which will easily trigger your anger.
但这个时候圣灵会在里面提醒我们。
But at that time, the Holy Spirit inside us will remind us.
让不轻易发怒的那个爱的品质在我们里面渐渐的养成。
So, you know, it can be cultivated that we don't get angry easily. It will become a nature.
耶稣说要爱你的仇敌。
And Jesus also commanded to love your enemy.
为逼迫你的人祷告,
to pray for people who persecute you.
如果我们不遇到这样的人, 不落在逼迫当中,
so how can we learn such kind of love if we don't have the chance to meet those people or be in, to be placed under such a condition?
所以弟兄姐妹, 主把我们放在一个教会当中。
So brothers and sisters, God put us in one church.
我们都是神所制作手中的工作, 艺术杰作。
So we are all the art pieces created by God.
神在我们每一个人的身上的旨意都是要让我们住在他的爱中, 用他的爱来彼此相爱。
So God had given us a command to everyone that we have to abide in his love and love one another.
但你我都是还没有完成的那个艺术杰作。
But we are the artwork have not been completed.
那就是在这种的关系当中, 教会的生活当中, 彼此服侍当中, 互相的磨合, 互相的激励, 互相的这个带导, 让我们能够在爱当中不断的成长。
So that's why we can grow in love when God places us in the church, in a fellowship, in this environment. So we can learn from each other and to be cultivated.
有一群弟兄姐妹能够每个星期固定的在一起, 花时间在一起祷告, 彼此祷告, 为需要祷告, 为教会祷告, 这是最扎实的学习, 彼此相爱的途径。
So this is a very the solid way to learn how to love one another, that all the brother and some brother and sister can gather weekly in a prayer meeting to pray for each other, to pray for the church, to pray for the needs of people.
每一周把那段时间分别为圣, 来到祷告会当中就是一个宣告。
So every day you separated the time and you come to the church. That's a kind of a proclamation.
宣告说我们需要神。
It's a time that you proclaim that you need God to be with you.
在住在主的爱当中, 学习主的爱的事情上, 我们自己不行的。
So to be bound in God's love, we cannot just count on ourselves.
你把那一段时间分别出来, 专心地跟一群弟兄姐妹一起祷告, 你就是一个宣告, 宣告说我们需要彼此。
So when you separate at that time, devote that time to prayer. It's a time to proclaim that we need one another.
这个姊妹我们以前有介绍过哈, 张展姊妹。
Sister Zhang Zhan, I have introduced her before.
2020年的时候, 她因为调查国内疫情的缘故被抓了。
In 2020, as she tried to investigate the truth of the COVID, she was arrested.
所以被判了四年了，这个年轻的姊妹哈，还有两年的时间要在监牢里度过。
And she was sentenced to serve in jail for 4 years, and there were 2 years left.
我们希望这是我们主内的姊妹哈，在她孤单，在她被因为信仰的缘故受逼迫的时候，教会不要忘记她。She
is a sister in the Lord, so when she was persecuted and felt lonely, we should not forget her.
这也是耶稣真葡萄树上的一根枝子。
She is also the grape, the true fruit on the branch.
而且她为了信仰的缘故, 为了爱主耶稣基督的缘故, 她牺牲了自己的自由。
And she sacrificed her freedom because of her love to choose her love to Jesus Christ.
我们要那种彼此相爱的爱, 能够临到这个姊妹的身上, 我们要纪念她。
So we have to remember her, so our love, she can feel the love in Christ. So
曹三强牧师就是从我们这个地区出去宣教的牧师。
And Pastor John Cao came from our region and to become a missionary.
17年因为去缅甸的缘故被抓被控告非法越境罪。
In 2017, he was arrested in Myanmar, was charged with the illegal entry.
判了七年的时间。
He was sentenced to serve in a jail for 7 years.
5年过去了, 还有2年, 他要在监牢里。
5 years have passed, and there are 2 years remain.
那他的两个孩子, 他的妻子, 他的老妈妈, 一直也盼望着他能够平安地出来。
His two sons, his wife, and his elderly mother were have been hoping that he would be released soon.
要记得啊，他也是我们的家人，我们也要像他家人一样去关心他，去为他祷告。
Remember him as a part of our family. We have to pay attention and pray for him.
王一牧师是在2018年底被抓啊，被判了9年徒刑，很重的。
Pastor Wang Yi was arrested in 2018 and sentenced to serve 9 years in a jail, which is a very heavy sentence.
他的妻子，他的儿子只有十几岁，也处在一种软禁的状态。
His wife and his children are also in a detention.
所以有一次，张伯利牧师在分享这些为信仰受逼迫而被关监牢的这个肢体的时候，他提到一件事情。
So Pastor Zhang Boli, when he was talking about those brothers and sisters who were persecuted because of their faith, he said something.
他就是每年会寄圣诞卡，在过圣诞节和这个新年的时候，会给他们写信寄到监狱里去。
He said that every Christmas and the New Year, he will send a greeting card to prison and to express his concern for those brothers and sisters.
因为张牧师分享说，他在被追杀的时候，被人追捕的时候，那个过程当中，有一年他偶然收到一封别人寄给他的明信片。
Because he shared his personal experience, when he was persecuted and in the run, one year he accidentally received a postcard from a stranger.
虽然这是很简单的几句话，但是对于当时的他，给了他很大的安慰和鼓励。
Even though there was only a few sentences in that postcard, it really encouraged him when he was in distress.
提醒他，他没有被别人忘记。
It's a reminder that he was not forgotten.
提醒他，他所做的事情有人纪念。
It was a reminder that what he done was remembered by others.
所以今年我也效法这个张牧师的样式啊，给他们开始写信。
So starting from this year, I follow Pastor Zhang Boli's model that I started to write letters to those brothers. So I sent those cards to the prison.
可能这样的信他们不一定能收到。
Maybe they don't even have the chance to receive those cards.
他们收到之前可能要受到审查，以后他们才能收到。
Maybe this letter will be inspected.
即使他们收不到，也要让那些关他们监牢的这些人意识到，我们外面的基督徒在纪念我们主内的肢体。
Even though they could not receive those cards, those who monitored, spied on them, they know that the others outside the prison are still watching.
这些主内的弟兄姐妹没有被忘记，他们不是孤单的，我们是在主里大家庭的一家人。
These brothers and sisters in Christ are not forgotten.
那这种的方式跟肢体连接、彼此相爱的方式算是比较简单。
So this is a simple way to connect our brothers and sisters in the Christ.
只要有一点的勇气就可以去做了。
So it just takes a little bit of courage to take action.
更难的是我刚才讲的第一种方法，就是天天跟你在一起的这些人、弟兄姐妹、你的家人。
The most challenging one actually is the, what I mentioned earlier, those people you will meet daily in the church, in your family.
怎么能够持续地爱你身边的弟兄姐妹?
So how can you love them forever, continuously?
用主的爱来爱他们。
So to love them in God's love.
结束的时候我给大家分享一个这就是刚才讲的这三个人大家纪念他们。
So these are the people I just mentioned. Please remember them as your brothers and sisters.
结尾的时候给大家讲一个我最近看的一部电影。
So in the end, I want to share a movie I recently watched.
是很老的电影啊 ,1938 年拍的电影。
It's an old movie produced in 1938.
讲了两个小伙伴，一个人叫 Jerry, 一个人叫 Rocky.
There were two main characters, Jerry and Rocky.
这个电影中文有翻译成叫《一世之雄》或者叫《狂徒类》。
The movie called The Angels with the Dirty Faces with, you know, different Chinese translation.
这两个, 小孩子呢, 从小在一起长大,
and they grew up together, these two young men.
也很淘气,
they are very naughty.
有一次他们去做坏事,
they did something bad.
去偷那个车里的东西,
they tried to steal something from a car.
结果被警察发现,
so, and the police discovered them and started to pursue them.
那一个跑掉了,
one luckily ran away, the other got caught.
那被抓住的是Rocky, 跑掉的是Jerry.
So Rocky got caught and Jerry ran away.
那被抓住了呢, 就被关在监牢里, 关了好多年。
So the one who got caught was sent to the prison and served many years.
那从此以后这两个小伙伴就走上了不同的人生道路。
So starting from there, they were walking on different paths.
这个Jerry不仅信耶稣, 而且后来成了这个牧师。
Jerry not only became a believer, and he finally, in the end, became a pastor.
那这个Rocky被从监牢里放出来以后, 继续干坏事。
And Rocky, after he was released from the prison, he continued to commit a crime.
不仅自己干坏事, 还带着一群这个年轻人跟他一起去, 偷东西啊, 去害人啊, 去做这些坏事。
Not only he committed a crime, he also, you know, invited other people to join him as a gang, become a gangster group.
那Jerry作为牧师呢, 他就很关心这些, 这街道上面没人管的这些年轻人。
So as a pastor, Jerry really paid attention to the young man who wandering on the street.
他也试图劝导这个Rocky, 不要用这种坏的影响去影响这些街上的年轻人。
He also tried to persuade Rocky not to continue to do this and have the bad influence on the young generation.
结果有一次这个Rocky 这个作案的时候呢, 就开枪打死人了。
However, during one incident, Rocky killed someone.
这个不得了, 这个犯了命案啊, 所以警察就要去抓他。
And it's a serious crime, so he was pursued by the police.
最后被抓住, 而且判了死刑。
In the end, he was caught and sentenced to death penalty.
那就在他执行死刑的前一天晚上, Jerry 特地去看他这个小伙伴。
So on the day, on the night before his execution, Jerry went to the prison to visit the friend he grew up with.
那当然Jerry看到Rocky的时候, Rocky很无所谓, 他说我不怕死。
Because when Jerry met Rocky, Rocky showed like, tried to put a very brave face. He said, I'm not afraid of death.
所以在那些年轻人的心目当中, Rocky是我们的英雄, 啊, 他又会干事, 他又勇敢。
So Rocky became a hero among the young people, that he is so bold and he's a fearless.
所以Rocky很以这些为自豪。
So Rocky is very proud of this.
那Jerry就跟他讲了一段话, 说我劝你做一件事。
So Jerry told him, you know, I want you to do something.
Jerry告诉Rocky说, 你现在在那些年轻人心目当中你是英雄啊, 你能不能在临死的时候表现出你软弱的那一面, 不要让这些孩子走你所走的这条歪路。
He told him that, you know, you have become a hero among these young men. Could you show your weakness before you were, you know, will be executed?
Rocky说, 你这个要求太过分了。
And Rocky said, this is really a, you know, requested.
他说我明天就要被执行死刑了, 我什么也没有剩下, 现在我剩下的唯一的就是我的尊严。
Tomorrow I will be executed. There's nothing left for me other than my own dignity.
Jerry讲过之后他就离开了。
And Jerry left after he told Rocky.
那第二天呢, 要执行死刑了, 他特地来送他的小时候的小伙伴一程。
So the next day, before the execution, he came again, tried to see his, you know, best his friends off.
陪他从监牢一直走到行刑的那个, 那个电视的门口。
So he walked with him from the prison to the electric chair.
Yeah, 进去以后他就要上那个电影，就要被执行死刑。
So he would walk into that place and be executed.
在那个门口的时候，他就跟这个他的小伙伴最后一次握了一次手。
And they shook hands before he entered the
execution. 这个时候他突然从这个 Rocky 的眼中看到了一线的光芒。
And at that moment, he saw a light came from Rocky's eyes.
他就感觉到 Rocky 可能做了一个很重要的决定。
He felt that Rocky may have made a very important decision in his life.
所以 Rocky 就进去了。
So Rocky went into the room.
结果他一进那个房间就倒在地上大哭大叫求饶，说你们饶了我的命吧，我不想死。
So as soon as he went to that room, Rocky started to plead forgiveness and he didn't want to die, he just cried.
所以那些星星的人必须把他从地上拉起来，然后把他放到电椅上，然后最后处死了他。
So he was dragged to the electricity chair and be executed.
所以第二天当地的报纸头版头条啊，这个 Rocky 死的时候是一个胆小鬼，是一个懦夫，他在那里求饶。
So the next day, all the front page story of the local newspaper indicate that Rocky died as a coward.
结果那些跟他的那些年轻人都不相信，说这是假的，他们编出来的。
But those young men who follow him did not want to believe it. They said that this is a lie.
这时候这个 Jerry 进来了。
And then Jerry came.
这些年轻人就围着 Jerry 说，你当时在场，你告诉我们这不是真的，这是假的。
And this young man told Jerry that you were there. Tell us, you know, what happened. This is not true.
Jerry 就很郑重地告诉他们说，这是事实。这些报道都是真正发生的。
And Jerry told them, seriously, yes, these reports are all true. That's what happened.
结果在这些年轻人当中，那个 Rocky 的那个高大的那个英雄形象瞬间倒塌。
So the image of a Rocky as a hero just totally collapsed.
弟兄姐妹，作为一个犯人，作为一个囚犯，他真的所拥有的东西不多。
Dear brother and sister, at the prison, there's really nothing he can own.
对一个马上要执行死刑的一个犯人，他所剩的真的是就只有他的威严，他的尊严。
Especially who, the one who has received the death penalty, the only thing left may be just his dignity.
但在最后一刻 ，Rocky 他心能够软下来，愿意牺牲他自己的尊严。
But at the last moment, Rocky's heart has become soft, and he is willing to sacrifice his dignity.
为的是让那些年轻人不要走他的这条的歪路邪路。
So that he can save the young people to repeat what he has committed and suffered.
不要像他一样成为罪犯，最后被人执行死刑。
He didn't want those young people to follow his path, become criminal, and even sentenced to death.
这是彰显我们今天所思想的耶稣基督为我们舍己牺牲的那一种爱的品质。
So this is a revelation of the love of a sacrifice that Jesus has done for us.
耶稣是拥有一切的主宰。
Jesus has everything.
他愿意为你我的缘故舍弃这一切，牺牲这一切，来到世上来救赎我们。
And he is willing to sacrifice everything to come to this world to save us, to save you and I.
然后他呼召我们，要让我们住在他的爱里。
And then he calls us to live in his love.
用这种牺牲的爱，舍己的爱，来彼此相爱。
So that we can love each other in this love.
我们来唱一首回应的诗歌啊，请敬拜团队到前面的。
And let's see a response song.
这首诗歌的名字就是为了爱。
The name is for love.